Hey, welcome to my podcast. It's Wednesday, April 24th. It's 9:49 a.m. I've already finished the podcast, and I've come back to give you an opening. I share this with you because I want you to know how the meat is being packed in this podcast, the packaging. We're in a world right now that we're hearing rumors of wars, and Jesus says, don't worry about that. Don't be worried. Those things have to happen. We're hearing about an Antichrist. Don't worry. We're hearing about the temple, the third temple, the red heifer that is waiting there. It could have been sacrificed this Passover, which would have been a few days ago in Jerusalem, or any time between them days into the next 40 days or 10 days, however long they want to wait it out or space it out, or whenever they decided over in Israel if that red heifer is going to be the chosen one. And once they do that, the ashes of it will dedicate the tools, and they will be able to start to clean all the vessels and things that they need to start the temple to work again. This is why there's a war starting over there. Don't worry. The Bible says, when you see these things happen, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. We have chaos breaking out everywhere. Everywhere you see it, good is being called evil, evil's being called good. Division is happening everywhere. Don't worry. We still have a Lord Jesus Christ. My sponsor told me to tell you not to worry. I have the greatest sponsor. And my other sponsors out there, I want to say thank you for everything you've done. Everything you're doing. I love you all. And I want you to say to yourself, not to worry. I don't want you to worry today. I want you to have faith and confidence in Jesus. He knows where you're at. He knows what he's doing. Our God is in charge. Pestilence will come, disease will come, famines will come. Don't worry. Do not worry. When you lay your head down on the pillow at night, know that your God is in charge. As you get ready to go further in this podcast, you're going to hear some great things today. We're going to talk about being born again. We're going to talk about the one God. We're going to talk about great things today, things that you probably never heard, things that you might even be contentious with, things that you're not going to like. But don't worry, God is knocking on your door. And I'm telling you today, do not reject him, because like I said in this opening, there's a lot of things happening. And if you're not born again, you do not know him, then you need to worry. But those that are born again and have all the things I'm talking about already, don't worry. We have nothing to worry about. We're going to go into greater lessons later on. I got some great things I want to share with you. Great things are happening. But with that, sit back, get a cup of coffee, say a prayer for my family, a prayer for yourself, a prayer for our world, and get ready for a podcast that's going to bless you. God bless. Repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 2:38. Acts 2:39 says, and the promises are unto you, and to your children, and to them that are afar off, as many as our Lord God shall call. Acts 2:39. This is a commercial for Jesus, to let you know this is the recipe to being born again. This is one of your starting points. If you don't understand this, you really don't understand the Bible. If you've never heard this before and you've been a Christian for decades, you have missed out, my friend. Jesus is knocking on your door today. This voice has made it to you so you can be born again. Nicodemus in chapter 3 asked, how can a man be born again? Jesus explains it to him. He that is baptized shall be saved, he that is not shall be damned. There's many scriptures that talk about it. You have to be born again. This is a public service announcement from my sponsor, Jesus Christ, to you. He's telling you, you must be born again. Before we start this podcast, I beckon you to go and check your scriptures out if you need to. If not, continue on. Just say a prayer for yourself. If you're hard-hearted, continue on. Because these words are spirit-filled words. They will touch your heart. They will break the rock, the hardness around it, and they will soften it. They will reborn your conscience. You will have a new conscience, and you will start to hear the voice of God. I don't care how many years you've been with Jesus, because maybe you've been walking with him and you believe in him, but he says to you when you get there, I know you've done many wonderful works. You've done many things in my name. You've done all kinds of great things. Who's he talking to? He's talking to believers. He's talking to Christians. But what does he say? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. I don't care if you know me, Jesus says. I need to know you. And every day I wanted to walk with you, you didn't want to walk with me. Every time my scriptures tried to get to you, you didn't want to listen to me. So now you might know me. You told everybody you know me. You accepted me. You went to the altar. You did all kinds of things to let everyone know who you roll with. But I didn't roll with you because you weren't born again. And there's scripture that backs everything that we're saying up. This is a public service announcement to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling you, you must be born again. God bless. Hey, thanks for continuing on through this podcast, and you made it this far. Now, my sponsor wants me to give you one more commercial. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. The Bible is here to wash you. The word of God is here to wash you. God, John 1:1, John 1:14, is Jesus in the flesh, Colossians 2:9-10. And the Godhead dwelt bodily in Christ Jesus. It was all the fullness of the Godhead was inside Jesus. Jesus, my sponsor, is telling me to tell you that when you pray to Jesus, you pray to God. When you see Jesus, you see God. When you have Jesus, you have God with you. You don't have to worry about nothing else. The scriptures talk about it. The scriptures preach it. The scriptures explain it. These are just a few if you want to study and look them up. There's many more, and if you pray about it, the God that told me through this sponsorship, he will be there and walk with you if you ask him. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. I thank my sponsor, Jesus Christ, and all that he does through me and for me and helps me and my family. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do anything, and I'm so thankful that he's my greatest sponsor. And with that, God bless.